Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. Here with you briefly on a Saturday morning, the 29th day of March. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out there in Tyrone, Georgia.
All right, now.
Out there by the vault.
Yep, down on the south side.
Yeah, Chris Brewster's, you want to learn about any kind of hand-to-hand combat you want to worry about, this is the stuntman in show business. I can't tell you how many characters he was actually inside the suit for.
Wow.
And he's got his training location out there in Tyrone. It's called The Vault. Dude, you want to see some stuff? Go on The Vault on Instagram.
Yep.
Training on The Vault, or at The Vault, I should say. But it is called literally The Vault, where people who are stunt people, men, women, boys, girls, young, old, big, small. Because you got some big boys that are got to, you know, they got to be the double for a bigger actor.
Yeah.
So everybody ain't all, they all don't look like gymnasts out there. You got some big folks learning how to throw some punches and, you know, knife fight and gun fight and do all that stuff you see in movies. That's where he trains you at.
Well, you said a magic word. You said characters. We got a city loaded with characters.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
We got a city loaded with characters for that. I mean, the hotels are packed downtown. A lot of excitement, man. March Madness has rolled into the city, and man, it was going into the late hours last night. But I hope everybody's had a good time, and you know, some people are probably still making their way back to their hotels after being out in the streets here in Atlanta. But
this was one night or one morning. It would have been an interesting watch as we drive in. If we were with you longer this morning, Sam and I would be physically at the studio, which means we would have saw residue from whatever parties took place last night, and some of them would have still been in the streets.
Very much.
In Midtown. But we aren't there. But can we take a second off the top before we get into the tournament and baseball season starting, all the things that have happened since we were with you last Sunday? By the way, I got a story of the week. Will you, and as we welcome, we don't have Noel with us this morning. We have, no,
we
the band is back
guest.
Together,
we
man.
A special guest, man.
Well, he is a special guest. He's part of the, you know, the furniture. That's Garrett. Garrett is, you know, he is with us this morning.
And he was up last night downtown.
Well, that's what I want you two to do, if you could. So, Sam, would you start? Give Garrett a second to get whatever he's got to do behind the...
I'm already here.
Oh, you're there? Okay.
I'm always here.
We don't like to call you right away because we know you got a lot of duties to do. And so, but you guys were kind of closer to the situation than I was. Sam, downtown last night, and just around the city, getting us up there, because there's things going on around the city folks should know about. So,
well, people obviously know about March Madness. They know about the tournament games that took place last night, the two games that took place at down at State Farm Arena. But next door to Georgia World Congress Center, it is loaded. If you're downtown, you see a bunch of real tall young ladies, girls. It is because the Big South qualifier volleyball, and this is huge because almost the entire Georgia World Congress Center is turned into volleyball courts. Mm-hmm. And they're playing matches all day, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. All the college coaches are in town because they're recruiting. Young ladies will leave the town this weekend with scholarship offers. It is that type of event that's going on. A friend of mine is officiating down there. He's got a busy, busy day.
Yeah, but Sam... I'm sorry, because I know there's other stuff you want to get to. Yeah. Garrett was there, and Garrett literally locked eyes on these girls walking around.
Looked around, and I just all of a sudden I see posses of very tall young ladies, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
They are. It was big time. And then they made their way down to Georgia State to the Convocation Center where the Atlanta Vibe played last night. They said, well, since we got all these young ladies who aspire to do what we're doing, we're going to play at Georgia State. So they played at Georgia State last night, and they'll play again tomorrow. But, Garrett, talk about where you were, because there were some distinguished folks that you and I both know very well that were honored last night.
Do we want to do this now? Because we're up against it.
Okay.
Or do we want to come back and hit this? That's a nice tease.
Let's come right back.
Yeah, that's a good tease.
I've got a really cool thing that a story I want to share with everybody.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I know Garrett's got something working here. So again, folks, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Saturday mornings. Like last week with the tournament going on, we got a short show on Saturday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning for our full show. But we're going to get things back on track. It is Sam and Greg. Garrett is going to join us. Something special. Good story around the corner. But again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really don't feel like talking, Sam. I want to hear some spinners.
Yeah.
I really do, but we got to get moving here. Yeah, Sam and Greg, take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Thank you also for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning, 29th day, of March, right around the corner from I don't know how you guys feel about April. I love this month. If you're a sports fan, you got October, you got April. It's a wonderful time to be an American sports fan. And before we do a deep dive into what's going on here locally, as far as a national story with the tournament, we left the last segment with a little bit of a tease. I don't know which one of you guys want to go first, Sam or Garrett.
We let Garrett go because Garrett was there.
We were talking about downtown Atlanta right now and what's going on in the litany of events and the expanse of a volleyball tournament at the World Congress Center, which has just left the city overrun with very tall young women walking around. Is that about right, Garrett?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's other things that are happening downtown, March Madness, and then there's the Georgia Southern Eagles playing down there at Georgia State against a team that I guess they fielded a baseball team, Sam. I don't know. Did you see the final score last
ouch,
night?
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Georgia State has a baseball team, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, they do.
Okay,
yeah,
I mean, they do. But they're like, you know, scholarship players and everything.
And the thing of it is that both teams' records are pretty evenly matched, so I was really surprised by that 20-0 score that things got away from.
Hail Southern, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in and you're new to Sam and Greg, Garrett used to be our full-time producer, and while he was with us on a regular basis, he and Mr. Crenshaw would go back and forth about their two schools, and Garrett went Georgia Southern, and Sam, of course, Georgia State, working there and everything. And they like to take digs at each other when their teams match up.
Yep.
But it wasn't much of a match, apparently, according to Garrett, with the last time.
One thing about it, they're going to play again today. So we'll see
what
happens.
Oh, they are? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll see if they can get more than 7 innings, though.
That's the thing.
It's all love, Sam. You know it's all love.
But that happened. But also, talking college baseball quickly, with the night this week, the announcement that Danny Hall will be stepping down at Georgia Tech.
What? Yes.
And he has been there since, I think, 94. He came on as
31 years.
The winningest active coach in college baseball.
Easily. Yeah. And probably the most respected. Is that a fair statement?
I would think so. I would think so very much. And they're playing Clemson right now. So Clemson, they play at 4 o'clock today. So Clemson, that's happening over at Georgia Tech. If you can get into downtown for the traffic.
And I will say this about Georgia Tech baseball. I mean, just since I cover the team every now and then, as best I can at least, those bats, Kyle Ladice and company, like those guys are pretty dynamic with those bats. They're going to score a lot of runs. So if you want to go watch some fun baseball, there are going to be some high-scoring games. Georgia Tech baseball is where it's at. The pitching, if Patel is on the mound, he's the long reliever, then they've got a really good shot of winning any game he pitches in. But if they just get something from the mound, those bats are a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, can I ask a serious question? And since we're here, I've always wondered this, and you guys who cover this team more than I have watched them, but observed them from afar over the years, and know what this program has meant. Is it more about prepping them for the majors, or is it about the Georgia Tech program? Because some coaches don't care about prepping you for the next level. They want you to achieve what you know your best while you're here on the college level. How would you talk about his tenure as coach of Georgia Tech and preparing players? Because I'm trying to think, how many pros can I think of that went to Georgia Tech?
Yeah, you got a bunch of guys.
Jason Veritek, that's one, right?
Nomar.
No. Oh yeah. All right. Nomar.
Yep. Teixeira.
Okay.
I mean.
All right. So that's what I'm saying.
A long list over 32 seasons at Georgia Tech, and this year's team, as Garrett just mentioned, is really great. They're 21-5 so far this season. So we're having another great season for Coach over there at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we have mentioned, traffic is stupid downtown, and you will see a litany of Michigan license plates, some staying in town and some unfortunately leaving. And things ain't fun around my house after yesterday.
Yeah.
Not just the Wolverine. Well, Michigan State handed out, and
Michigan State is still here.
She'll pull her allegiance over to them and stay in the state. But between what happened with the Wolverines and then the Dodgers out there and Freddie Freeman with the Tigers out there taking on the Dodgers, they got to sit and watch the ring ceremony. Then they get out to a lead, and then the Dodgers come back and Mookie jerks one out. Walk off home run last night.
Well, everybody was feeling a certain kind of way about how that game started. You know, with Kirk Gibson coming out to throw an opening pitch to Freddie Freeman.
That was magical.
What a photo, right?
That was well. Listen, you can go back to how they brought the trophy into the stadium.
Right.
That was the piece they put together. Listen, say what you will. If there's anything big going on in Los Angeles, Hollywood, they're going to put on a production second to none. And you had Cube with the trophy. They showed the tour. I didn't know about the tour. I mean, when you think about it, okay, I can understand that. But then, you know, thing went to Tokyo. They brought it to, you know, Rams games. They brought it to, you know, all that thing made the tour.
Yeah.
You got a picture with it too, didn't you, Sam?
Which one?
Well, the World Series trophy. I know had one, but
The Braves, yeah.
Yeah. But, anyway, it was a weekend around here, and
it's still happening. We got Atlanta United tonight.
We got that going on, but where do we want to focus on? Is it what you've seen so far? Because I have a thought about this tournament. We're going to obviously talk more about it, and as we get to the Elite Eight and who ends up in the Final Four. But one of the things that we have been actually, I take that back, Sam. I'm going to give you full blown credit. I'm going to give you full-blown credit for alluding to something without really saying it and putting a pin on it, because this is real time. It's playing out. But one of the things that we talked about last week was your issue with the fact that there were no Cinderellas.
I don't ever really had an issue with it, but just but knowing the reason why they know Cinderella's, you know what I mean? There are other people who came out and had issues, mm-hmm. and then this person's got issues with a whole lot of stuff, and we on the
No, I'm not talking about that.
But he got issues with a whole lot of stuff. He had issues with it too, but I'm like, if you think about it and just look at what you're seeing and be for real at what you're seeing, the teams in the bigger conference spread the cash around and reeled in guys who ordinarily would be at those mid-major teams that would ruin people's brackets. Plus, you know, there were fewer spots for the mid-major teams. The tournament committee gave more spots to the teams from the big conferences. The combination of the two, you got no Cinderellas.
And that's what happened. Right? What does that do long-term as the air seeps out of this tournament as far as viewership and the expectability? This is the thing.
That's up to the tournament committee. The tournament committee got to make some adjustments next year. You know, they got to find a way to get more of those teams in. I mean, those teams got to earn their way, but I think a conference like Missouri Valley deserves more than one team. I think a conference like the American deserves more than one team. Now, remember, teams that were in the American that are no longer there, you know, teams were like SMU that's now in the ACC, Cincinnati that's now in the Big 12. So those were teams that would be there, would have a really great season, even if they lost their conference tournament, you bring them in. But that's also due to the expansion, the impact of football, once again, on the entire college sports scene.
And then the conversation of you guys got to shut that portal down till the tournament's over.
Well, that's the other part. To me, that's the story of the week. You talk about the story of the week is the fact that people are moving around,
yep.
Playing on teams that are still active.
Really.
And they're declaring where they're going. And to me, that's, you know, to me, that really shouldn't be. That's something else that they got to reel in and tighten up. And I know people are going to scream, well, the coaches are moving around. The coaches are getting up because the coaches' carousel is like fierce. Mm-hmm. You got people the minute before they play their last game, people already asking them about where they're going. And it's all because of the transfer portal. You know, you got to get your coaches in place if these players are moving around. One thing kind of cures the other. You know, if you get the players say, hey, you got to wait until the tournament's done. The next day after the tournament, you guys can start moving. These coaches will be in different places and ready to do what they have to do. But it's big confusion. And Tom Izzo talked about it. He said, you know, I'm not going to worry about it, right? I'm going to worry about who's here. Yep. And what I'm doing and what's in front of me. And last night he got real emotional after they won last night. It was a tough fight for Michigan State last mm-hmm. night. And they were interviewing him afterwards, and he didn't say, oh, I'm not crying. But he was crying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He was to be there and be one of the coaches who's been in this game a long time.
He's going to be the last man standing, I believe, or one of the greats still standing, because this – college basketball in 2025 has swallowed the old way of doing things up. And we know how these kids, and it may not be as prevalent as the football players, but it's the same thing. How much you gonna pay me to come to your school? And as long as the NILs are in place and until they do something with that transfer portal, I don't know how they're going to fix adjusting things around where the mid-majors become relevant again. I mean, I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day, we still go back to the 400-pound gorilla that's a part of all college sports, right?
Yep.
What's made things change around.
It's happened in other sports because we saw in football this year. We saw Vanderbilt beat Alabama for crying.
Yeah, we did.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the impact of the transfer portal and players hanging around longer, more experienced players. And those were the teams that would always upset things in the tournament, those guys who had been at the same school for 3-4 years playing together. You got to get that coach to capture the imagination of those players and get them to stay put rather than looking to move on to some place bigger. So that's the thing. Football, this past football season, kind of imitated basketball in the fact that they had players that are around, those players who've been in there for 4 and 5 seasons, and, you know, the transfer portal and what it's allowed people to do. So it seems like we saw more of it football maybe than we've seen in this basketball tournament.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. I'm not going to make a big deal about it, but my story of the week, at least for purposes of this particular discussion, is what I saw Rick Pitino do after getting beat. You know, just making sure that he went and was – he flipped from that coach, whatever you want to say about him, to dad, which I hadn't seen at that level before. We knew he had kids. We knew he had a kid who coached. We saw him. But it was the way he made a point of, okay, I'm out of it. I can't do anything more with St. John's, but I'm going to go support my son, who, by the way, is leaving too. But that was kind of neat, you know, and they kept showing him. Plus, you like the view that the TV – camera view. every time they showed Rick Pitino. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. My story of the week was one that was heartbreaking on the women's tournament, the basketball tournament. And we're talking about Juju Watkins out of Southern Cal. And just the freak accident, the way she landed. And you knew the way she went down, it was pretty bad, especially when she couldn't put any weight on it to walk off the floor and to be carried off the floor in the game against Mississippi State. Southern Cal did win, you know, and played their hearts out, and they did win. But the chances of them going all the way without her are greatly diminished. They got Kansas State coming up next, and it really takes away in the next round potentially that matchup that we kind of wanted. And Greg, you asked last week about what's next with the women's team. What maintains the team with the steam and the momentum from the past two seasons? I think a matchup with Juju against Paige Beckers would have been magical. Now, they couldn't carry it forward to the WNBA because Paige will go this year and Juju can't go yet. But to get them together and say, okay, this is what's coming up next, I think we're missing out on that this tournament. And that was the matchup I think a lot of people were watching for. That would have the kind of magic, you know, that we saw in previous seasons, you know, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
You know, as we get on out of here, we're going to talk a little bit more tournament. And also Atlanta United, they're going at it. Braves out on the West Coast. You know the first person I thought of when I saw that injury was Noel.
Yeah.
And the reason I thought of Noel was because she schooled us last week on what we saw after Juju's last game. The pictures of her sitting right next to Jaden Daniels, and you thought, oh, man, don't they look a nice couple? What could possibly be? And then all of a sudden,
Jaden's mama.
Yep, she sat right between them. And then we got all the info about how Jaden's mother is not going to let nobody get between her and her baby before things are, you know, set until she approves.
Well, Juju got her own money. Juju ain't asking for no money. She got her own money.
Why
she on every other commercial spot. You watching the tournament. You know, that's one thing. Other thing about this tournament, it's been nice to see the players in these tournaments, especially Raising Cane's. I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about chicken fingers, but it's an NIL. These are these young people are getting. They're being introduced to you as you watch the tournament, and they're getting some cash, which I think is great that this tournament is able to do that.
Yeah. All right, I tell you what, here's the deal. We're going to ask Garrett when we come back to give you a rundown on what we have at the station as far as games going on this afternoon. We don't have that information in front of us. But also get you set for a full day of action. When we're done at the top of the hour, it's going to be John Fricke right afterwards? I want to make sure. BetQL first and then Mr. John Fricke. That is our lineup today, getting you set for tournament action. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of this Saturday morning Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam, do yourself a favor. If you get some time, go online and go back and look at some of the shows from Daryl. It's either Daryl Hall's Garage or Daryl Hall's House or Daryl's House. He's got a show where he has other musicians come in. They do a whole like hour or so, and the array of musicians that he performs with is everybody from the OJs, the Cheap Trick.
Well, I believe it.
Yeah, that have come in and sat in with this dude.
I think I've seen a glimpse or two of that. I know it was a continuous thing.
But, well, I don't know if he's still producing them, but there's a ton of them. And it's if you're any kind of music fan, he covers everything. Plus, he's got a little bit of talent, too. So you want to check that out. When I heard that, I was thinking, I ain't talked no Daryl Hall in a while. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. I want to thank Garrett Chapman, who is with us. The band is back together this morning. And the thing about Garrett is, and listen, he has strengths. Looks like Noel has strengths. Just, you know, like Eric has strengths. All the producers that we have on here. Max, by the way, talked to Max last week. He told me to tell everybody I said hello.
All right. Now.
But we were talking last segment about Georgia Tech, and I had made an idiotic statement because I wasn't sure. I just didn't know. And Garrett found out the information that I was reaching for. And that was, you know, is he more about, you know, the program and making it as prominent as it has been over the decades? Or is he really trying to just, you know, focus and funneling people to the next level, preparing them for what's next? And Garrett, during the break, let me know the answer. Danny Hall in his time, Sam. Georgia Tech has had 163 players drafted.
Yeah. Oh, man, has it been continuous? has been continuous, and guys we've seen make it all the way to the big league level, and quite a few. So
yeah,
a tremendous record, tremendous record.
Want to get that out there. Thank you, Garrett. Also, I believe, Garrett, there was something else that we wanted to straighten out before we we want to let you know what's going on in the station today. That's what it was. As I sit here, I'm just sort of flying blind. I apologize for that. But we're going to turn things over to BetQL, top of the hour, then John Fricke. But there is action in case you can't get in front of a TV. You can hear it right here. Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, of course. So tournament action starting today at 5 o'clock here on the station. And then 6:30, it's going to be Abe Gordon and the pregame show for Atlanta United. It's the five-stripe countdown. And then kickoff against NYCFC down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as if anybody didn't need any more people downtown. Yeah. We got Atlanta United action down there. NYC is in town. And Atlanta United, look, they got off to kind of a brutal start. I know that if they had lost the match and they scored in the 88th minute last Saturday against Cincinnati, if they don't score that 88th minute goal, they would be off to the worst five-game start in club history.
Wow.
After spending the amount of money that they did over the offseason. And look, I think it's just kind of rolling into it. You're building up. This team is not where it's going to be even mid-season. So give it some time. Atlanta United is going to be where it needs to be.
Yep.
Can I do this real quick? Because we got to pay a tribute. We have not had a two-time owner in this city before. We have one now.
A two-time championship.
Championship owner. Arthur
yes.
Blank
yep.
is now a two-time champion with the win by the, I want to get this right, the Atlanta Drive.
Yes.
One Tiger, is it Tigers Golf Tournament or whatever? Or is it a bigger brand name? I can't remember, but I know that it's his tournament
TGL is TGL, Rory McIlroy, yeah. And it is Tiger Woods. They're the ones who kind of backed it.
Put it together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That venue looks kind of fun to go visit. Almost looks like a Dave and Buster's on steroids, but it's kind of cool looking. But this past week, Arthur Blank's team, Atlanta Drive, won it, their first season. So there you go.
So he's got another championship. I don't know if we're going to have a parade for these folks. Because, you know, here's the deal. The Masters is in a couple of weeks. I mean, what's wrong with the Monday after the Masters? Having a little something for them in town. I'm just saying, you know, they'll be in the vicinity. But hopefully they'll drive the trucks a little bit slower down Peachtree
Street. What you mean?
I'm just saying,
they have parades for guys who live in the private jet world?
But I'm just saying there's an Atlanta. I'm trying to have a parade here, man.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, you go
ahead. Stop poo-pooing. We got a championship team from Atlanta.
You're right.
I want my parade.
There you go.
I want a trophy on a fire truck.
And you want some popcorn, too, while you're watching.
Well, I'm just saying, if it goes slow enough so they can see it, I just, you know, that's the other part of it, right?
We just can't have Denny Hamlin driving the bus. or Brandon Hutchinson, because we know what kind of folks they are out there. Anyway, yep. I wanted to make sure we got that out there. Congratulations, Mr. Blank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got a championship, and that's what we're looking for. That's great. So let's see if Atlanta United can regroup. You got them tonight, and then tomorrow we got the Hawks up at Milwaukee. So, you know, we'll have more tournament action tomorrow. Of course, it will start and will be down on WAOK as the tournament today, because once Atlanta United starts, those games will be heard on WAOK, our cousin station downstairs and around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, tomorrow will be the same routine with the Hawks. The pregame show at 6:30, tip at 7 o'clock, playing at Milwaukee. Hawks run into a bit. Every time they get close to getting to the 500 mark,
you know what I mean?
They hit this. You know what I mean? It's always something. They get so close to getting the 500 mark for the season, and then they hit a couple of games, and it brings them a little bit back, and that's kind of what's happening with this team. Right,
Houston
now.
And Miami, they take those losses on the road like Milwaukee.
Your boy was unconscious down in Miami. You always talk about
I told
Tyler
you about
Hero.
Tyler. Oh, man, I want that dude on my team.
He was unconscious.
I told you. He's a sneaky assassin. He really is, and I've always been a fan of that dude. Again, they got Milwaukee tomorrow night, and then come home to Portland. I mean, I ain't thought about them Portland Trailblazers in forever.
I know it.
Ever since Damian left there, I guess.
You kind of forget they're out there, but they're going to be here. They're going to be here in town. And then, of course, you think about them on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, we got Dallas coming to town. The Luka-less.
Yeah, that's going to – I'd rather see Portland.
You know, everybody's talking about them, and people want to see –
No, wait, they're at Dallas. Oh, well,
they're at Dallas.
They're going to Dallas, and then now you want to talk about somebody who makes you kind of curl the corner of your mouth up is New York, and they will be here on Saturday. So – you know, you gotta deal with that. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, a truncated version of our show. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 to 9, getting you ready for the big game tomorrow night downtown. So with everything that's going on at the World Congress Center, you got everything, you know, the sort of the remnants of people just kind of hanging around, because you know they're going to be going down to the College Football Hall of Fame, going down to the aquarium, going down to World Coca-Cola, all of that's going to be taken up down there for the people who are between the two tournament games. You know, this is the day that Atlanta makes its money, right?
Right. People have time to go and visit all our wonderful restaurants and all of our attractions, and the weather should be very nice for that. It's springtime in Atlanta, so I think a lot of people will do that, and the Chamber of Commerce people are the welcome wagon. They're like, hey, we're glad to have y'all in town. Come on down and spend your money with us.
But what they don't know that they're going to be dealing with?
Well, remember, you got Auburn, too. So you always lose to Alabama coming and filling potholes. You got you got the Auburn people in town.
Well, that's nice. I don't mind Auburn that much.
And say hello to them, because you visited their Buc-ee's.
I was just about to say. I took some money from them down there in Wetumpka. So I went to that casino down there, and so I don't mind Auburn folks, and plus we all like Barkley. But, you know, the Alabama folks are here regularly. So, yeah, if you're going to come this often, you got to add to the city. So I had no problem with that. Listen, before I forget, because I think if I push it back, I'm going to forget this, but the one I won't say insignificant, but on this date, celebrating a birthday today. These two guys born on the same day. Now, you ready for this? John Popper, lead singer from Blues Traveler. You like Blues Traveler?
A little bit.
All right, that's okay. And the Rodney Dangerfield of two sport athletes. That's what he calls himself. Our friend, Brian Jordan.
Ah, man.
It is Brian Jordan's birthday today. I ain't going to put his age out there. He ain't 60 yet, but it's him and John Popper born on the same day. So happy birthday to our friend, Brian Jordan.
Yep. Tournament continues today. The SEC's teams continue to make it through. Florida's going to play Texas Tech, and then Alabama plays Duke. And there are two more teams from the SEC they can make it through. We'll see what happens with it, but that's going to be curious to watch. Got a couple of things I want to remind people about, because at this time next week, we'll have spring football in the area. Kennesaw State will play next Saturday at 11 a.m. Morehouse and Clark Atlanta will play spring scrimmage next Saturday at 3 o'clock. They're going to put the game down. They're going to lace it up, and they're going to go at it at 3 o'clock next week. Georgia State is next Friday at 4 o'clock. Tech is next. It's on the 11th at 4 o'clock. Georgia Tech. Golden White game is at 1 o'clock on the 12th. And G-Day over in Athens is also at 1 o'clock on the 12th. That's what's coming up. Tomorrow morning, we hope to be joined by Adam Alexander. NASCAR is at Martinsville, Virginia. We're going to talk. They don't go that fast. Now, it's Martinsville. That's a short track. That's the paper clip, right? Right. That's happening up there. Also, we're going to get tip.
Thank you.
Right, now,
as Garrett, as
nice,
my man.
Nice. We have him. Tim Scarborough going to join us to talk about March Madness and see what kind of shape his brackets are in, and a story a lot of people have been hearing about out in Cobb County. Campbell High School basketball coaches dismissed. A lot of people talking about what's happening with Coach Randy McClure and Coach James Gwynn. We're going to hear from them tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. The coaches from Campbell talking about, you know, what's happening with them. Are they going to be reinstated? Will they be going to, and just the way the community has reacted to what suddenly happened to these two coaches. We've got the names on the building.
Yep. Looking forward to this.
They got the names on the – okay, but that's coming up tomorrow morning, so people will join us for that.
Okay. A couple things I want to just get off – do you mind
knock off my
chest here and,
go.
And things I heard this past week, some cool things that I saw. I saw a Derek Jeter moment this past week.
Okay.
The Capitals were playing the Minnesota Wild, but the goalie, like an all-time great – it was his last game, and the Caps, along with Ovechkin leading everything, went out and did a greeting line like they do at the end of the Stanley – or, you know, the playoffs.
Right.
But
they
did it this past week because this goalie was retiring. And forgive me for not having his name in front of me here, but he's one of the all-time greats. I saw that. And then I heard a piece of news, and I got a feeling you guys are going to have as much of a problem with this as I do. Maybe, maybe not. But there was an announcement that – and this came out a little while ago, that they're making a movie about John Madden.
Okay.
Do you know who they've got playing John Madden? One of the most recognizable faces in American sports. More, not just faces, voices. Because you know that I've had a problem with some of the casting of things lately, Sam. I talk about these award shows and doing these tributes, and they always got the wrong folks doing it, as far as I'm concerned. And it's just been something lately. This is probably the worst. Are you ready?
Okay.
Playing John Madden, Nicolas Cage.
Ooh. Really?
Exactly. Exactly. He has been booked to play John Madden in a biopic. Nicolas Cage!
Really?
I had the perfect person, if you're going to do it, somebody coming up who you don't have expectations for. Because, see, that's what you want. You want somebody to kind of do this character. We all know the character, but we don't have to worry about separating what we know of that actor from the character, which we have to do a lot of time. It was a problem kind of separating Will Smith from Muhammad Ali. Because Will Smith was so famous, and we knew him from other stuff. He did an okay job, but it was more about the acting as opposed to the boxing. But it was, like I said, kind of weird. But this one, I thought Walter Hauser, would have been a good John Madden. That's the dude who played Richard Jewell. That's the dude, you see him, he's a character actor, but he's got award-winning stuff. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, but I wanted to just throw that out there for you. Mr. Crenshaw, you got a big day. Are you going to stay home and just flip around on the TV, or are you heading out?
I'm trying to get to hit some tennis balls, but I'm watching basketball.
As am I. Garrett, we can't say enough. Listen, we'd love to do this tomorrow. We know we're not going to have you, man, but everything good in your world?
Everything's great. And you can tune in tomorrow. I got a show after March Madness, the Elite Eight. Once we have more of a finalized slate, I think we're going to be in a pretty good shape. But I get to break it all down tomorrow night.
At what time?
After the game.
After the game.
Okay. Whenever it ends.
The rest of you, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Saturday morning. Garrett, as always, man, we miss you and glad to have you back here this morning. You got QL up, BetQL up next, and then John Fricke. The rest of you, have yourself a safe and happy rest of your weekend. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.